Alleluia, Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This Easter victory is for you. If you have lived a good life, if you have served the Lord from little on, and have been faithful in your calling, rejoice. This Easter victory is for you. If you have suffered for the truth, been mocked or ridiculed because of your out-of-date thoughts and ideas, then rejoice. This Easter victory is for you. If you are weary from the battle's strain, weary from carrying a heavy cross day after day, and have seemingly been tried and tested every step of the way, then rejoice. This Easter victory is for you. If you are sad and broken, lonely and depressed, rejoice. This Easter victory is for you. If you have succumbed to temptation, have cursed, lied, betrayed a friend, destroyed relationships, even struggled with pride and vanity, and yet by grace have remained steadfast, rejoice. This Easter victory is for you. If you have drifted away, stayed away, fell away, and yet by God's grace are here this day to meet your crucified and risen Savior, then rejoice. This Easter victory is for you. And if you have done terrible things, shameful things, and only now have repented, rejoice. For Christ is risen. He is not angry, but he is risen to forgive. Not to punish and destroy, but to save. He is risen to forgive you so that you might be reconciled to God once more. No matter how bad or rotten or wrong you were, Christ lives to reconcile you to God. He loves you. He died for you. And now he lives to restore you to his innocence and righteousness. He desires to cradle you to his loving heart. He forgave Peter for denying him, and he would have forgiven Judas if Judas would have repented. So no matter what someone has done to you, forgive. It is not too great for Christ, so it is not too great for you. He paid for the sins of the most wicked and vile men known to all of history. And if they would have repented and believed, they too would have been saved. Though your outward sins are different, that same stubborn, self-centered, selfish, sinful flesh lives inside of your heart as well, leading you away to many faults and errors. Yet Christ lives to forgive. He paid for them all. No sin is too great, too wrong, too wicked, too immoral that Christ did not die for. So this Easter victory on this holy day is your victory. It is yours through faith. So get rid of the yeast of malice and wickedness and live in this Easter joy. Do not look down on someone as if somehow, some way you are better than they. As if somehow, some way, you are always right and they are wrong. Rather, rejoice. Rejoice as the angels in heaven rejoice over a God who forgives the sins of all. Do not gossip about this or that person's failures. Rather, rejoice, even as the angels in heaven rejoice over one sinner who repents. Do not wonder why that person is here. Rather, rejoice. For Christ came to forgive sinners. If you see yourself as a sinner, if you see yourself as a forgiven sinner, you will forgive others. If you refuse to forgive others, if you want to harbor grudges in your heart and stay mad at them, then you have forgotten the joys of this most holy Easter day. Rather, let this morning warm and enlighten your heart. Rejoice and be glad. Live at peace with one another, for God has reconciled you to him and you to all creation. Who you are doesn't matter. The Lord forgives. What you have done remains buried in his grave. But you are not buried. You are not headed toward death. You have been raised with Christ in holy baptism. You have been united to his resurrection, so you must live with Christ now and for all eternity. It's not death, but life that awaits you. It's not destruction of flesh, but it's a resurrection of your flesh and a restoration back to the perfect image and likeness of God that you will finally see with your own two eyes. Christ is risen. You must rise also. For the head cannot rise and leave his members in death. Through baptism, you have already been raised with Christ. So today is Christ's resurrection. Today is your resurrection with Christ through holy baptism. So let all rejoice, the newly baptized and those who were washed 90 plus years ago. Let all rejoice, for this Easter victory is yours through Christ, through faith. There is nothing more to do, nothing for you to do, nothing more to prepare. All has been done for you by Christ. And now he joyfully welcomes you here to his holy altar. His table is filled with eternal blessings. He welcomes you not as a guest, but as his beloved bride. Do not go hungry. Do not feel inferior or weak or second class. Do not doubt your place at his table. But come and enjoy the feast of victory, the riches of eternal life. Come and receive with your physical mouth the very body and blood, the physical body and blood of your risen Savior. For you are here this day not simply to remember a past event 2,000 years ago, but you are present here this day to remember a present reality. Christ is risen and is present before you, so you may have life forever. Here is your Easter victory. Here you receive your Easter victory through faith. Today is Christ's victory. 3 days ago it was won, Good Friday. Today it is proclaimed to all. On the cross it was sealed in God's own blood. Today he shows himself God, for who else can raise himself from the dead? Today, Christ is seen as the conqueror, the king, the Lord of heaven and earth. Death has no power over him. Sin cannot harm him. The demons are worthless, powerless. He has conquered all, crushed Satan's head. Now exalted in glory, he lives and reigns forevermore so that you may go and be where he now is. This victory is for you. It is yours through faith. So do not weep over your sins as if there is no hope. Forgiveness rises from this tomb. Do not stop fighting each and every temptation that enters your life. It will end. It will end soon, for Christ is risen. Faithfully live in his commands. Forgive as he has forgiven. Live in love toward one another, even as Christ shows love to you. Do not grow weary over the battle, the heavy cross that you bear from day to day. Do not fear pain or sadness or loneliness or hardship or disease or even death. For what is death but a minor hiccup in our eternal life, a minor bump along the road to heaven? Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? It is gone, now and forever, because Christ is risen. Face the days ahead, therefore, with joy and confidence. Perhaps not always with a smile, probably not always with a smile, but always with that inner peace, that inner joy, the certainty that your fate is sealed in God's own blood, and nothing, nothing in the whole world can change that. He is your strength. In good times and in bad, in hardships and in joys, he remains your strength. Christ is risen, and death is cast down. Christ is risen and devils are fallen. Christ is risen and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen and life flourishes. Christ is risen and no believer who has died is dead, but they are alive with Christ. All this is yours through faith. All this is yours through holy baptism, and no one, nothing can take it away. Christ's Easter victory is your baptismal victory. So it will all end. All the hardships and difficulties and stress and crosses, they will end. For Christ is risen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.